I do want to read from God's Word because that is the centerpiece of this institution, and it has been in every generation. As I thought about the theme of today, as we think about the leaders of the past, the leaders of the present, and the leaders of the future, what is a leader in the 21st century going to look like? I believe from Peter's message, we find this truth from his word, and I read from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And now the word to you who are leaders in your churches. I too am a leader and a witness to the suffering of Christ, and I too will share his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow leader, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord over it the people assigned to you in your care, but lead them by your own good example. And when the great shepherd appears, you'll receive a crown of ever-ending glory and honor. In the same way, you young men must accept the authority of the older, and all of you serve each other in humility. For God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you've suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on the firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen. The greatest need, says Henry Blackaby in his latest edition of Spiritual Leadership, the greatest need of the 21st century is spiritual leaders. Leaders who will step forward and lead, really lead, and not be afraid of all the obstacles that we're facing as leaders. He says there are three major changes in the 21st century. They're not really changes, but they're dramatic in their number and in their impact that will affect the 21st century leader more than has in times past. One is technology. We live in a technology generation. And it will even more in the days ahead affect leadership. The other is globalization. We are a global society. What happens around the world impacts what happens at Union University and what happens where you are and what will happen with your family and those qualities of leadership. And then diversity. We live in a diverse society. Different languages, different people groups. These things profoundly will affect the days ahead. They have affected times past, but even more than that in the things ahead. So I want to take just this moment, as Dr. Dockery says, he's not going to give me 45 minutes this morning, just going to give me a few minutes. And I want to look at what Peter said about the leader of the first century. For the truth is, the first century was much like the 21st century. It was emerging. with new things and becoming sensitive to a globe that needed a word from God through Jesus Christ. So in this message, he says these things about the leader of the first century, and they certainly apply to the leader of the 21st century. If you're going to be a leader in any generation, and especially in this generation in which we live, you must love those God has entrusted to you. Everyone has a circle of influence. Everyone has a circle where they are a leader. In many cases, it is your family. Sometimes it's in the boundaries of a church family. Sometimes it's in the boundaries of an institution like the great institution of Union University. Sometimes it's in business. Wherever it is, we all have a place where we are a leader. And Peter called us to entrust ourselves to God as leaders. Putting it very simply, he says, bloom where you're planted and do it now. This is the moment to lead. You as students, it's a time to lead. You as the graduates of the 63 class, it's time to lead. The time to lead is now. And it's urgent that we lead as spiritual leaders as we entrust our leadership to God and step forward and do it in the love we have, the love we have for God, the love we have from God, and the love we have for people. He also mentions in this passage, excel as an example others will follow. There is always more caught than taught. This is a great institution of teaching. Praise God for that. And we as leaders must teach. But I can tell you there's always more caught than taught. Be one that catches the awareness of the example you reflect, the example of Jesus Christ. And do not be afraid to reflect the marvelous Redeemer who loves you and cares for you and wants you to excel as a leader right where you're at. Accept authority with humility. We live in a generation, and Rick Warren calls this generation an independent, individualistic generation. Independent of God, independent of institutions, independent of the church, and they want whatever they want it now, and they want it for themselves. That is our culture in which we live. But Christianity is different than that. Christianity is dependent and community. Christianity is dependent upon God. Humble yourself before God as a servant. As Jesus said, I came to serve and not to be served. The leader of the 21st century must come to identify, how do I best serve where I am planted? And then certainly be a part of a community. Union University is a great community, and I love this institution, and I've been blessed to be a part of it for many years. And I've seen all of my children graduate from here, and two of my grandchildren. It's a great community, but the greatest community you can be a part of is the community of the church, called the community of faith. But even a greater community than that is the community of family. Don't be afraid. Don't try to be a lone ranger. Be a part of community. Humble yourself where you are in the midst of how God has called you and where he has called you. Devote yourself to the power of God. I had an experience last summer. I went to a youth camp. I blacked my hair. You know, I got down to where I didn't really do that. I put some white on today because the 63 alumni, I wanted to know I was with them all the way. But while I was there at that youth camp, 7th and 8th grade camp, they begin to rap. Now, I wasn't before that camp a rapper. But we had a song we sang, "There Ain't No Power Like the Holy Ghost Power, for the Holy Ghost Power don't stop." Now, the reality is this. The song goes like this: "There ain't no power, ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, for the Holy Ghost party don't stop." But I like the power source. If you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit on your leadership, you're going to miss the blessings of leading. So I turned my cap around, put some glasses on, took my pants down 1 inch. I didn't take them all the way down. And I sang with those 7th and 8th graders, and I want you to know they taped that thing, and I can't get rid of it. Devote yourself, yes, to power, not your own power. Not even the power of a great institution like Union. Devote yourself to God's power, and it will never stop providing the resource you need to do the great leadership he will call you to. And then, every day, take all your worries to God. Verse 7, one of my favorite verses. "For we deal with a lot of crisis. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you." I spent Monday and Tuesday of this week in Memphis, Tennessee. Kelly Mitchell, very close friend, godly woman, who saw her husband murdered in this city only 3 years ago. Their 6th grade sons diagnosed with a tumor of the brain and had 16 hours of surgery on Tuesday. And as we sat through that together with family and friends, how do you not worry about that? How can you lay something like that down and literally give it to the Lord? I don't know what you're worried about today. Satan wants you to worry. For when you spend a lot of time worrying, you'll miss the blessings God has for you in the midst of the moment, whatever that moment is and whatever that circumstances are. Worry is one of the detriments to being a great leader. You trust yourself to God, and you let those circumstances you're in be embellished within the hands of Almighty God as he's revealed himself in Jesus Christ, and move forward in the midst of any and all circumstance. Tuesday night, as the surgery completed, we had a celebration time. For the power of prayer had lifted that woman, that mother, up to a level where she could actually thank God in the midst of a crisis that none of us want to face. We live in a crisis generation, and it wants to take us down. Every crisis you're in should bring you up. As you allow the anointing of God Almighty revealed in Jesus Christ to carry you through. And lastly, remain strong in your faith. Remain strong in your faith. This last verse, let me repeat it. God wants to restore you. God wants to support you. God wants to strengthen you. And God wants to place you in the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. But that takes faith. And so many people today are fainting instead of faith in God. The message today is a very simple one. Do you want to be a spiritual leader? Right where you're at. God has entrusted you a place. I'm not as old as these older people here, but I'm moving along. And I've been privileged to be a part of some wonderful things. But I can tell you, to be a real leader, you have to truly entrust yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is my prayer for those of us who are passing the torch to the next generation and to the next generation. But it's my prayer for each generation. We will be real leaders. And the prayer is this: Lord, teach us how to lead. Let's pray together. Lord, in the midst of a world that is so desperate for spiritual leaders, we recognize the urgency for each believer to rise to leadership where you plant them and flourish there in whatever situation we're in. And might indeed, yes, we just simply turn the realms of our circumstance to you and get your vision for how we're to move forward. And we're thankful, Lord Jesus, that you will restore us, for all of us are weak. You will strengthen us, for all of us need your strength. And if we will allow, you'll be our foundation on which we can build a leader and be a leader. I thank you for the class of 63. I thank you for the leadership in this place now. I especially thank you for Dr. Dockery and Lanice on how they have led so worthily, so godly, so directed by you in these many years. And I thank you for each student in this place, shaping their lives to be real leaders, spiritual leaders in the 21st century. Might indeed they know there ain't no power like your power, and entrust themselves to it. For we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.